Do you ever think of me in the quiet, in the crowd?
Think of a place that carries a lot of meaning for you. Picture that place in your head. Can you put that picture into words?
This is Jane Byron calling from Morristown, New Jersey. Camden, this is where I bought my first house, had my first child, and heard my first gunshots. Walt Whitman's dream of a city invincible died long before, but just as completely as my dreams of helping a city's rebirth.
This month, our friends at WLRN in Miami are teaming up with O Miami, a poetry festival to get members of their community to share poems about the South Florida places they care about with the hashtag ThisIsWhere. Scott Cunningham, co-founder of O Miami, joins me to talk about the new project. Hi, Scott.
How you doing, Todd?
Great, thanks. Also with us, Alicia Zuckerman, editorial director at WLRN. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Todd.
Well, we heard one great example of the top of somebody talking about New Jersey. You guys are running this contest down in Miami. Scott, this isn't the first time you've run your local poetry contest.
No, this is the second or third time we've done a project with WLRN to try and see what kind of talent is out there in South Florida.
And Alicia, what inspired the This Is Where theme? Where'd you guys come up with this?
Well, you know, at WLRN, we're always trying, I always say that, you know, what we're trying to do with our storytelling is evoke the experience of life in this part of the country. So it's very much about place. And we had to make sure that the submissions that came in said something about that, about the experience of life here in South Florida. And that phrase just seemed like it would mandate that. So This Is Where makes people think about the idea of place.
I think I read one submission, I think it was from this year, it may have been from last year, Alicia, talking about Miami, the place of tostones and champagne, something like that, right? Local
yeah,
flavor.
That's us. That actually could have been last year's contest, too, because last year's phrase was, that's so Miami.
Right, that's so Miami. So what did you learn, Scott, from last year's contest, that's so Miami, that you think informs people? They read your magazine, they listen to WLRN, inspires people to want to participate.
Well, last year we learned that people have definitely like a few ideas about Miami that are pretty well ingrained in their heads. The traffic's bad, the weather's great, you know, things like that. And so with this year's contest, we wanted to try and get past those kind of surface assumptions about Miami and get down to the actual places that are beneath those assumptions, the places that people interact with every day and that have meaning for them. And so we're hoping with This Is Where that we're going to get some poems that really tell us what actually is out there around us.
Well, we're already getting a lot of responses since we have listeners all over the country. We're asking people in Miami to, of course, respond to you with This Is Where, the hashtag, but also to respond directly to us here at The Takeaway if they live elsewhere. But Scott, you've got an example of your own, a This Is Where poem. Can we hear it?
Absolutely. So I wrote a quick one yesterday about the place where I met my fiance. So this is the poem. This is where I saw her. In the white crushed seashell ash of the parking lot behind Sweat Records, surrounded by the dull complaint of an unheralded punk band, though it's true there are no heralded punk bands. She was wearing sunglasses because this is Miami and it hurts to look and to be looked into. From somewhere beneath the bright ocean of her face, she said my name, a form of this is, and everything that was not her, the squat concrete houses, the silos of beer, the circling helicopter, became this is not.
Scott, I hope if I ever get a fiance myself, I can mention her in the same thought as unheralded punk bands. I love it. That's great. Well, Alicia, what are you hoping to learn about the place that you live as people contact you there in the Miami area at WLRN with their own poems? What does it do for you about the place where you live?
Well, we cover so much here, not just Miami. We cover from the Palm Beaches all the way down to Key West and out into the Everglades. So there's so much to learn. There's so much sort of like, I think for those of us who live day to day going to work and coming back, there's a lot of the region that we don't experience. And so, again, poetry, I think, is about storytelling. And what we do here at the station is about storytelling. And I hope that we can learn the stories of the people who are all around us.
At the same time, Alicia, I imagine that you get a pretty wide breadth of experience in these poems. I mean, Scott's is an homage to his fiance, and it's very romantic. I have to imagine you've gotten some that are tragic, some that are not fun to read, some that make you maybe feel not great about the city you live in sometimes.
Yeah, you know, there was one that came in recently that said, I mean, it's sort of comical, but it's also sort of frustrating. It said, this is where, you know, this isn't a direct quote, but it's something like, this is where every taillight is broken and every turning signal is broken, even on BMWs and Mercedes. You know, this sort of frustration. There's a lot of frustration about car culture here, and there's such a big car culture. I mean, I think we kind of almost rival Los Angeles in terms of car culture, and there's a lot of frustration surrounding that. So that always comes out in the poems whenever we run these contests. But also, there's so much beautiful imagery because it's just such a physically beautiful place.
That's Alicia Zuckerman, editorial director at WLRN, joined by Scott Cunningham, co-founder of O Miami. The two of them together in a project running the This Is Where poetry contest for folks in Miami, and we're helping them run it nationally. Alicia and Scott, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Todd.
So here's how you can participate. Write a short poem describing a place that's important to you and include the hashtag ThisIsWhere, all one word, like I said. If you're in South Florida, be sure to tweet it at WLRN. If you live somewhere else, tweet it to us at The Takeaway. And here's a great example. Sandy from Point Beach in New Jersey. This is where I learned to look before I leaped. Faces in my life forever to keep growing up, growing down. The ocean waves took this town, swallowed up, spit. The top 10 favorites of each week will be posted to WLRN.org for everyone to see. We want you to tweet them at us. Again, the hashtag ThisIsWhere, all one word. 8778MyTake is the number if you want to read yours out loud. And there's much more, of course, at thetakeaway.org.